Welcome to Bible Adventures. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.
Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. No sin is too big, no problem too small. Jesus is Lord of all.
When Mary and Joseph arrived at Bethlehem to be registered in a census, as commanded by the ruling Roman Caesar of the day, there were people everywhere. Mary and Joseph couldn't find a room to stay in. The innkeeper let them have a clean stall in the stables, and this was where the baby Jesus was born. Although he would one day become the King of Kings and the Lord of all, Jesus' start on earth was very humble. After Jesus was born, Mary wrapped him in swaddling clothes. These were long strips of material wound around newborn babies. Why, you might ask, didn't God have him born in a palace or even a nice upper-class house or to one of the priests? God's plans are often unacceptable to the rich and important people of the land. In Peter's first epistle, chapter 5, it says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. For the Messiah to be eligible to become the coming king, he had to come from the tribe of Judah as a descendant of King David, so he wouldn't have been born into a priestly household. Mary and Joseph were humble and obedient people. They didn't know how things would develop for this special child of God. Yet God the Father timed everything to work out for a good start for his servant and beloved son. After Jesus was born, the angels in heaven understood more of God's plan to redeem human beings. They rejoiced about this and announced to the people on earth the Redeemer's birth. But they didn't do this to the people that you might have expected.
As the shepherds prayed for the coming of the king to David's throne, an angel of the Lord appeared before them, and the glory of God shone about them, and they were afraid.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
He is here.
This shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
In a manger?
Then the joy and glory of heaven could no longer be hidden from the shepherds. The whole plain was lighted up with the shining of a great host of angels. Earth was hushed. And heaven stooped to listen as the angels sang, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. As the angels disappeared, the light faded away, and the shadow of night once again fell on the hills of Bethlehem.
Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
The babe should be easy to find. He will be in a manger. There aren't very many stables and mangers in Bethlehem. Come, let's go.
Yes. Greetings.
Greetings and salutations.
We are shepherds, tending flocks in the hillsides around Bethlehem.
Yes.
This evening, tonight, an angel of God appeared unto us and told us that the Savior, the Messiah, is born, and that we should find him in a manger. Well, the innkeeper said that you have a newborn son. Are these things true?
They are.
The promised Savior, the Son of God, lies in this manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes.
The Messiah has come. He is born in the... May we see the babe?
Of course. Here he is.
He's asleep.
He is the Messiah. Glory to God in the highest.
He is the Savior, Christ the Lord. What love. What sacrifice. Leaving his position of power and glory and the adoration of heaven for a world that welcomes him not.
What will you name him?
Jesus.
Jesus. A beautiful name. A beautiful mission. To save Israel.
In the morning, we will spread the glad tidings to all Bethlehem that Jesus the Savior is born.
A biblical record of the angels announcing the birth of the Messiah to shepherds on a nearby hillside is listed in the Gospel of Luke only. At that time, those who worked as shepherds were looked down upon in society. These shepherds receiving a visit from the angels were probably looking after animals that would be used in sacrifice during temple worship as a substitute for people's sin. The role of this first visit to earth by the Lord Jesus as a sinless man was to become the permanent sacrifice for sin for all human beings who've ever lived. Jesus' death satisfied the justice of God, but each person on earth needs to claim Jesus' work of forgiveness for themselves. Being made right in God's sight is done by accepting and trusting in Jesus' final finished work on the cross and that he arose from the grave, never to die again. Only the Lord Jesus has access to his Father in heaven, and we can come to God in no other way. Society has always had rulers and, to varying degrees, less important people. And people in society usually know their place. God doesn't always reveal himself to the most important people first. Remember the Bible account of Gideon? Gideon said that he was the least in his family, but God called him to a special task and Gideon obeyed. After a great victory that God gave the Israelites, the people should have praised and thanked God, but they wanted to elevate Gideon to the position of king instead and his children as rulers after him. Gideon said no, God was their king. If Gideon had accepted and become their king, it would have been the end of the nation of Israel as God's special people. Gideon knew his place. Does your place in society make you feel the work that you are doing is unimportant? You think that there's no prospect of your efforts changing the world for others? God uses those people who love and honour him for his special tasks. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, God said, "Those who honour me I will honour, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Be faithful in small things, for it will be worth it all someday." When Jesus comes back for those who love him, he will reward his faithful servants justly. If you're doing a humble job for God, don't look with envy at someone else's work. Each person should be the best worker they can while doing what God has given them to do. In all we do, we are to lift up the name of Jesus by our words and the manner of life that we live. Then others will see that being a follower of Jesus makes a difference for good in a person's life. When the first angel spoke to the shepherds, they were very afraid. Many times in the scriptures, angels told people not to be afraid at their presence. For those who love God, angels are valuable protectors and helpers. This particular angel gave the message of good news for all the people. The Savior of the world had arrived in the city of David, Bethlehem, and the shepherds were told where to find him. Then a vast number of angels in the heavens appeared to the shepherds. They were praising God for the birth of God's own Son. The angels' visit to the shepherds is one of the most popular and happy parts of the Nativity reenactments when celebrated each year. The angels praised and honoured God. How are we to worship him? The word worship was originally from worth-ship. We worship by doing acts of love and respect, praise, confession, thanksgiving and dedication, and also during Sunday morning worship services when in church. In the book of Revelation chapter 5, it says, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honour and glory and power for ever and ever." We praise God by recognising him as the Creator and thank him for all things that he's made. We honour God by giving him the credit he deserves. When our talents and abilities help us to get good results, we should thank God for what he has given us. We give glory to God by exalting and applauding his name. We tell others about his mighty works so that they can praise him too. And we recognize God's power when we acknowledge that he alone is able to meet our needs each day. When we're in church, we are to be thoughtful and reverent. Take time to speak to God before the service starts. During the service, let God speak to you. And afterwards, speak to one another about the things of the Lord. But while worshiping the Lord, be very sure that your thoughts are not on other things or that your heart is far away. We can be distracted from worship by worldly things, and these distractions will never please the Lord. One famous preacher said, "It's certainly true that hardly anything is missing from our churches these days, except the most important thing. We are missing the genuine and sacred offering of ourselves and our worship to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." He also said, "Jesus was born of a virgin, suffered under Pontius Pilate, died on the cross, and rose from the grave to make worshippers out of rebels." Back in the beginning of time, when God made the universe, everything was founded on truth. All the laws of nature were built on God's honesty. Then Satan came, causing no end of trouble. Satan has at least five names: the dragon, indicating ugliness and evil; the serpent, cunning and sly, Satan, an evil adversary against us, devil, a deceiver and slanderer, and the accuser, maker of lying accusations. The cross of Calvary spelt defeat for the devil. Before Christ, Satan is a defeated foe. He knows this. God knows it, and you need to be sure of it too. Over time, all lies will be exposed on facts of truth. In the end times, the kingdom of God will be the only kingdom that will survive, because it is the only kingdom that has within it the elements of truth and godliness. The baby Jesus didn't stay small, yet some people want to keep in their mind the remembrance of Jesus as a helpless little baby in a manger. He came to show us just how great God's love for people really was and still is. The angel spoke of peace between God and us. Do you have that heart peace in your life? It comes from being right with God. Have you admitted your guilt and sin before Jesus and asked him to be your own personal Savior? A God who would give his own Son to redeem us just simply has to be love. If you're willing to give up yourself to him and his service, you can do this now. For no one who knows Christ needs to fear death and judgment. The shepherds told everyone the good news that God's Messiah had come. Are we keeping this good news to ourselves? Do people living and working alongside us know that we put Christ first in our lives? Let's not neglect sharing such good news with those most in need of it. The drama is from the Bible in Living Sound. You can also contact us through our website, www.bibleradio.org.au. Those addresses again, and the website, bibleradio.org.au. We're looking forward to hearing from you. You've been listening to Bible Adventures, and I hope you'll join me again next time.
Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. No sin is too big, no problem too small. Jesus is Lord of all.